And Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Len Bestoff, NBC Troubleshooters investigative reporter. And I'm telling you, your series, Len, and I know it's you and you have Jill Konopka and you have Dan Corcoran. It's a must watch on NBC 30, the stuff that you get into. It's fascinating.
Well, thank you. You know, it's one of these things where I think a lot of people haven't really taken notice of it just because it's one of those things where for years local television news wasn't investigating or wasn't investing in investigative reporting like NBC Connecticut has been doing now for about 6 or 7 years. When we got bought by Comcast, there was a huge investment in money into NBC Connecticut. And now we have this team of 10 people, 3 photographers, 3 producers, 3-plus reporters, depending on the day, that are out there doing stories that really matter to people. We're saving people money. We're getting change in state government. And we really appreciate you sharing that message with people.
Oh, there's no question. No question. This is radio.
Well, I want to go back with some of the stories you worked on last week. This story about the crumbling basements.
Yeah.
And the Vernon condominium complex, where you actually show these condos being jacked off of the foundations. It's incredible. Talk about that.
You know what's amazing about this is that, and I know you have been really getting a lot of people on here talking about this issue, and we appreciate you doing that because these folks need to have a voice because this is a crisis affecting our state. A lot of people aren't aware, but when we first did this story about this Vernon condo building, which is 8 attached condos lifted 7 feet in the air, 221 feet long, 336 tons, just because their concrete basements were crumbling, it got attention for the visuals, for the engineering feat. And then what was amazing was that people started saying, wow, what is this all about? And it created great awareness of the issue that we haven't had before. And that is, to me, what was the most amazing thing about this story. But just to update your listeners and our viewers, at this point, the condo is back down after being up in the air, 7 feet in the air for over a month.
Amazing.
It's around August 17th. Mm-hmm. It's down now. It's about an eighth of an inch above the ground. They still are trying to connect utilities. They still have to pour the floor in the basement, but it just created a lot of awareness. And over the weekend, I was told by the Department of Consumer Protection, there are now 581 homeowners that are claiming that they have this across the state.
Wow.
In North Central and Eastern.
You know something, and this is, Len, this is what I believe, and I know Dan does. This is what we should all be doing. And if one can help the other, and you guys, just honest to God, was unbelievable going in there and getting this done. Dan and I were shocked when we saw it, but there's success here, and that's what our job is.
Yeah, you got to get the word out about these things. And certainly, you know, last week we were here, and thank you for having us last week. We were talking about the competing Republican and Democrat plans for how to handle this. And, of course, now the budget crisis continues in our state. We don't know what budget, if any, is going to get passed. But hopefully what this does is get these two sides talking together and getting some kind of solution for everyone. I've had a number of folks who are dealing with this crisis say, just stop all the bickering. Please work together like you were before and get a plan so that we can get moving with our lives.
Now, in the case of the Vernon condo complex, we all know, first of all, this is going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair. But as I understand it, it's the complex that's going to pick up the cost with additional condo fees and assessment. How's this being handled?
That is exactly right, Dan. What's going on is they have increased their condo fees. There are other condos in the Lakeview condo complex in Vernon that appear to have this issue. But what one of the engineers is saying is it is all, in all likelihood, they're not going to need it, at least initially, if ever, because it's been a while now, and they don't think with puritite, this naturally occurring mineral in the concrete that apparently, according to experts, causes this cracking and separating, they don't think it's going to go much further than it is right now, but they are monitoring it. And it is possible if they have to, you know, jack up other homes, and there are 3 or 4 others right now they're still working on there that aren't part of the attached building, they're going to have to increase the condo fees further. They're hoping, I think, down the line, that perhaps in one way or another they're going to be able to get reimbursed via tax deductions or retroactive kinds of things that perhaps are going to be coming the way of some of these programs that state Democrats and Republicans are working on.
Len Bestoff, NBC Troubleshooters, the investigative team, and a good one. And we've got them with us every now and then, just so that you folks can hear them as well. If you get a chance, I hope you'll tune them in to see it. Now, there's one I said to Dan, I don't believe it, but I do believe it. I guess Dan Cochran did the story, Len. But the state's prosecutor, Kevin Kane, says a recent change in the law may make it easier for repeat juvenile offenders to steal cars. What is that about?
Well, as I know you all have been reporting, we excuse me, this summer we had a spate of car burglaries.
Unbelievable.
And it looks like the numbers are way up. And what a number of people in law enforcement, both on the police side and the prosecutorial side, are saying is that they believe this has to do with this raise the age that took place starting in 2012. Right. There were a series of reforms across our state that are keeping juveniles out of adult court, of adult incarceration. And that was, of course, done with the plan, of course, to keep them out and hopefully improve their lives and not make them hardened criminals. But what a lot of people on the prosecutorial and law enforcement side are saying is it's having this opposite effect. I will say The Current did a story this week talking about that there may not be a link, that maybe this is just a cluster that's happening this year. But I think you have to keep looking at the data and seeing what happens as we go forward. But it's certainly something that's it's certainly something on everyone's radar screen now. I thought Dan's video, one of the things that was amazing that Dan and his photographers got in that story was when you saw these young people systematically on that surveillance video, and you can still see this story on NBCConnecticut.com. You saw them systematically going through a parking lot with a car, driving and following these kids who are just putting their hands on every car handle, checking to see if the vehicles are open, because they're running to see if they can burglarize them.
Now, in some cases, these suspects were, it was like less than 30 days after they had already stolen cars, right? And
correct.
Were released. Is that correct?
Correct. There is a quick turnaround. I can't speak to the specific number of days. It is Dan's story, but I'm coming in a pinch in for him today. He was working late last night because of the Sunday football on NBC. But, yes, it's a very quick turnaround. And again, you got to have both sides of the argument. You have public defenders, Mike Lawler with the governor's office saying we're helping turn teen lives around because we're not, you know, committing them to a life of crime and just being a hardened criminal. But there has to be balance here is what our chief state's attorney, Kevin Kane, is saying. And the laws need to be tweaked a little. And I think that's something that perhaps can be done.
I think it's wrong, and I think they should be punished, period. I tell you, if they were in the Marine Corps, it wouldn't happen that way. It wouldn't happen, and they'd come out better people.
I think there's no question. This story shows there needs to be some balance, some adjustments made here.
He's back in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Len Bestoff, NBC Troubleshooters, investigative reporter. And your reports are normally seen during the 11 o'clock news, right?
Yes. A lot of times what we do is we'll air our original investigative stories at 11 p.m. A lot of times we'll do previews at 6 p.m. or follow-ups at 6 p.m.
Okay. But this is a great, I think, what a great addition to your news. 11 p.m.
at
night.
It's been around for a while, obviously.
Huh?
You've been doing it for
a
while, yeah.
I know, but I mean, still, it's a
great
addition.
It's a tremendous addition.
I mean, it's a lot of times it takes a while to get the word out, and we appreciate you all helping us with that, because these are great stories people need to see, and you can check it out online or on our app as well.
Now, you did a story on this hit and run in Hartford on Saturday, September 16th, that took the life of Cynthia James. What is the latest on this?
Well, this is my colleague Jill Konopka, who unfortunately she couldn't join you all today, so I'm pinch hitting for her as well. This is some dogged reporting by her. She had some tips outside the Hartford Police Department saying, hey, we think that the person who was the hit and run driver had some kind of relationship, relative, with a Hartford police officer, and why hasn't there been an arrest? To be fair to Hartford police, these investigations take a lot of time. There's a lot of hoops that they have to jump through. But it was one of those kinds of things where Jill had sources outside the department saying this is what happened, and definitively so. And Jill also did a great job, some shoe leather reporting. She was able to get surveillance video of this incident outside of the Hartford Police Department, outside of Hartford police cameras. And this is, again, some of the dogged reporting you're going to see on NBC Connecticut that you will not see anywhere else.
Now, was this the video that we saw online that NBC 30 ran?
Yes, we acquired that outside of the Hartford Police Department, outside the city of Hartford. Again, that was Jill Konopka through her sources. I can't tell you who they are.
How did she get? How did?
She can't tell you.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Jill has over 8,000 people in her Rolodex.
That's amazing.
8,000?
Yes. She likes to tell us that and rub it in. I might have 4 or 5, but she's got about 8,000.
Well, she's getting some kind of an award anyway. Isn't she going to some kind of seminar or something that's very prestigious?
She just got a fellowship to go attend the Society of Professional Journalists convention in Anaheim, and she also got a fellowship to go to an FOI program in, I believe it's in Boston, in another week or two.
Maybe I can see her. I can see her walking up to a fellow and introducing herself, and he finds out that she's got so many sources. Is she single?
She is single. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but
I'm sorry to bring it up. No, but I was just thinking. I don't know what it just hit me. Great reporter.
That's she tremendous. Is outstanding. She and I worked together at another station before we came to NBC Connecticut. Yes, yes. So we've been together for a long time, and I came over to NBC Connecticut 4 years ago, and as soon as I got there, I said, you got to bring Jill with me. She's fantastic, and bless their hearts, NBC Connecticut, to bring her over.
Tremendous. This video is unbelievable. First of all, it shows Cynthia James almost getting hit a couple of other times before she was fatally struck. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we do is not necessarily saying one person's bad and one person's good, but it's to open people's eyes, to show them things they wouldn't see otherwise. And really, we want the viewers to decide what they think should be done in these situations. We're not trying to get our opinion in there. And, I mean, in fact, even with that story, yes, Jill did mention that the person who is believed to be the hit-and-run driver appears to be in some way related to this Hartford police officer. We didn't put that in the headline. It was the last line of the story. It's not the headline you see all over our webpage. We didn't promote it that way. We're not being exploitive, but it's just the facts. And that is information that was in that story that we're obligated to tell people if Jill's got very good sources telling her that that's true.
So we still don't know who hit Cynthia James, the driver of that other motor vehicle.
Jill has very good sources telling her who it is, but at this point, until HPD makes an arrest and, you know, shares the arrest warrant affidavit with us, we cannot say that definitively, but Jill has very good sources telling her that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What was the story on that bush you were talking about last week? It was one of the troubleshooters' reports.
Yeah, the Japanese bush, the Barbary. You had a caller, from Meredith.
Yes, we did.
Yes. He was right.
He was right.
He was totally right.
Yes.
Yeah, very smart listeners.
Yes, he was,
Caller right here.
Yeah.
Now you have a very astute audience, and it is a problem, though. Getting rid of that stuff is incredibly difficult. You practically have to use a flamethrower to do it.
And then you did the more on Whiting as well, right?
Yes, Whiting's been very busy. It was a really interesting week last week, because when we were talking a week ago today, I told you we had information. I hadn't firmed it up yet. We had initially heard 3 employees put on administrative leave. It was connected to the abuse allegations. The state said no, they weren't put on leave. They were transferred out to non-patient care, but they did not say that it was connected to the abuse allegations. Well, depending who you ask, it was or it wasn't. But what the state ended up telling us after I had a number of other sources call me was that it does involve the patient at the center of the abuse investigation, but it's a separate incident. But why the state didn't share that initially, they may say it was because of my questions, but in the end, these three employees were disciplined, put to non-patient care because there is an alleged abuse incident involving the same patient at the center of the much larger investigation of abuse at Whiting that has 31 employees currently on administrative leave.
31.
And they're all getting paid, right?
They're all getting paid.
They're all,
you know, you're innocent till proven guilty, right. But the investigation has gone on a long time.
How long is a long time?
This investigation began in April. That's when they started putting people out on administrative leave, and it happened over
and
a series. Oh, yes.
Can you imagine
good
that
money.
Price?
Huh? Good money.
Good money. You bet good money.
Yeah.
Now, let me just repeat again, my friends. This is NBC troubleshooters, investigative reporters, a whole team. And you can see this 11 o'clock on the news. And also, what other times did you say?
Usually you'll catch the original stories at 11, sometimes at 6 p.m. A lot of times at 6 p.m. we'll do follow-ups on the 11. Of course, you can always see it, Brad, on NBCKinetic.com or on our web app or even on our Facebook page for NBC Connecticut. And please, viewers, listeners, call us. We want to hear from you.
Right. What number can they call?
Yeah. They can,
Well, if they go to Facebook, right, is the number there, or is it on NBC Connecticut?
Usually that's, go to our Facebook page. We love getting things through the Internet. Mm-hmm. That's usually the easiest way. But you can always call the main newsroom, 860-313-6300, mm-hmm. and they can send you over to our tip line.
Right.
Again, that's 860-313-6300. We love hearing from the viewers, and I don't want to give short shrift to our friends at NBC Connecticut Responds. That's our consumer investigative team. They hit a milestone on Friday. They have now saved or recovered over $200,000 for our viewers.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and every call gets
answered. You guys are doing what TV should be doing. There's no doubt about it.
We've got about a minute left. Give us a tease on what we might be able to expect this week.
We're working on a bunch of things. I think it's entirely possible you're going to hear some news on concrete this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say there's a higher likelihood you're going to hear something on the Whiting investigation.
Okay.
There may be some new information coming out this week.
Wow.
This is great.
Well, it's what it's all about.
Yep.
And like you said, your website, NBCConnecticut.com, there's also at the top of the menu bar, there is Troubleshooter, so people can click on that as well.
You got to come work for us. I should have said that. You're right. You always
want to. No, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
No, we love you guys. No question about it. You do a great job.
You do a fabulous job. That's why you're on here.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Because Dan and I love doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, this is what it's all about.
Got to let people know what's going on out there.
No question. Well, right, we'll be checking the troubleshooters again this week, Len. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We are so honored to be on here.